WBDGFM HD1, Indianapolis.
You're listening to Ben Davis Giants Football on WBDG, Indianapolis.
Hey, let's go! It's
going to be fourth down, last play of the game, barring a penalty.
It all comes down to this.
Victory will not be handed to you.
Tom Allen jumping up and down, getting everybody into it. One play.
Number one, Ben Davis football is physical. Number one, Ben Davis football is hit.
Who's going to go home?
All you seniors, will you let this be taken away from you? Don't do it. No way.
You must go seize the
moment. It's
going
to come down to the signal. Touchdown, Ben Davis. Touchdown, Ben Davis. The Giants win.
I am honored. Every day to put on something that says Ben Davis football. I am honored.
Welcome in to the first episode inside Ben Davis football here with McDonald's on West 10th Street for our 27th season of the show. We'd first like to thank McDonald's for their hospitality. I'm your new host, Grant Covey. We've got Jeff Robinson from the Hendricks County Flyer, John Easter back in studio, and of course, Ben Davis head coach Jason Simmons. John back in studio tonight, but will still be able to join us. First of all, Coach, it was a long offseason, and several changes have taken place throughout the football program. A lot of seniors graduated last year, all 52 of them. But take us through the summer and how you guys have prepared for the season and what your motto has been to work towards this summer and heading into the first game this Friday against Tech.
You know, I think if you go all the way back to March when I got hired and the transition March, April, May, you know, I spent a bunch of time trying to develop relationships with our kids and find the right button, find their button to hit. Also spent a bunch of time trying to develop and build and hire a staff and, you know, feel like we have a great staff. We have some new guys on staff, some guys that have been a part of successful programs throughout Central Indiana. We also have some guys back that were on staff prior to that have been key in our transition. You know, when you look at the summertime and you look at the work that our kids put in, they were no strangers to work. You know, we tried to drive them to places that would make them uncomfortable. And I think all of that has been part of the learning process. It was me, it was our staff learning our players, but it was also our players learning us, you know, because whenever you have change, you know, there's always going to be different approaches. There's always going to be different coaching styles. And, you know, I came into this position just trying to be myself and who I am and not trying to be somebody I'm not. And you know, that's what I challenged all of our coaches to be, is just be you, build relationships with our kids, drive them to be uncomfortable and grow and get them to compete and embrace work. And our kids have done that. We've had some growing pains. There's no doubt about that. When you replace the group of seniors that left this program a year ago and you watch all the success they had, from the time they got in the program, being in the program when they won it in 14, successful seasons in 15 and 16, and then having one of the all-time best seasons in the history of Indiana high school football in 17, you're going to have some growing pains. You know, guys are thrust into leadership roles that hadn't been leaders before, I think everybody's role changed a little bit, and so I think all of that has led us to where we're at right now. Certainly feel great about our football team. I love our kids. You know, our coaching staff's been phenomenal. From the time we were working with our middle school camp, our youth camp, you know, calling kids peewee versus, you know, just coaching our own older kids and just trying to get them to grow and trying to drive them. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of fun. Here we are. You know, we're finally into a game week. You know, I think it's one of the longest off seasons. Certainly one of the most challenging off seasons. You know, it's been busy, but here we are on Tuesday of game week, and you know we're one day closer to seeing Tech on Friday night.
Coach, welcome back to Ben Davis. You're following a nice run of coaches here at Ben Davis. Coach Delahan, Coach Allen, now at IU, Coach Kirshner. What made you the right selection to continue the Ben Davis football tradition?
Yeah, I think we're going to find out if I'm the right selection in due time. But, you know, for me, I love Ben Davis, you know, having been a part of this program either directly or indirectly since 2006 with all the relationships I've been able to build, has kept me ingrained in this program. But, I think once you're a part of Ben Davis football for any amount of time, it's always going to be in you. And you look at the opportunity to pursue great greatness or to be a part of greatness that exists in this program and on the west side of Indianapolis in this community. To be a part of that is certainly something special. You know, when the job opened, it was, you know, there were a lot of conversations that went into, you know, to whether or not we were going to pursue it. You know, and then you know, once we did choose to, you know, you take a step backwards and you look at who's been a head coach here, and you know, you certainly look at the shoes that Coach Kirshner delivered, you know, for all of us to fill. It's a tall task. You know, he's obviously a two-time state champion, but beyond that, you know, the relationships he built with his players, the work that he put into his players off the field that a lot of people don't know about, you know, all of those things made him a special person, a special coach. You know, and you know, it's certainly an honor to represent Ben Davis football and to wake up every day and put purple on.
Just to follow up on that, what for you made this position so attractive, and are some of the personal challenges that you're taking on in assuming this role?
Yeah, I from a personal standpoint, when you look at, you know, having our own kiddos at home, and you know, creating that balance between family and family at home and family at Ben Davis football, you know, that's certainly a work in progress for us. You know, I have a great wife at home, and Sarah, our kids are huge Ben Davis football fans right now. And so for us, it's just become a way of life. You know, over the last several months, it's easy for me to decompress on that drive home and put Ben Davis football away and certainly enjoy our own kids when I do get home. I think, you know, when you look at change is always a little challenging, because you have a new building, you have new kids, and although, you know, although the building's not new, you know, having been there 5 years, you know, two different stints before, still a new group of kids, new group of coaches, and so we're all learning each other, learning how to work together, and I really feel like we've made a lot of great strides over the last 3 weeks.
Coach, again, we're here at McDonald's on West 10th Street. We got John back in studio. And he'll be able to join the show right now, John.
Yeah, Coach. Question kind of related to what Jeff was hitting on there. You came in, and obviously a lot of coaching changes within your staff. And as you put your staff together, talk a little bit about what you looked for and, you know, some of the coaches that stuck around as well. You know, for example, Justin Ferris, the offensive coordinator, still the offensive coordinator, and those kinds of stability types of things are probably good for you, but obviously you're folding in some new people as well.
Yeah, I think when you look at our coaching staff as a whole, keeping Justin, who, you know, he and I have been great friends since we first worked together in 2006, keeping him on board was highly critical for me, you know, because of the consistency, one, but two, when you look at his track record and his success as an offensive coordinator, it's second to none in the state of Indiana. And, you know, he got a lot of phone calls, you know, whether it was to be the next head coach at Ben Davis, whether it was to go coach at other places, you know. And so, he's earned all of those opportunities. He's a phenomenal football coach. He's a great friend of mine. He's got a great family. And so, you know, for me, it was critical to keep him. And, you know, I'm certainly excited about him being a part of our staff on the offense. And to answer your question, John, about what I looked for, I looked for guys either A, that I had worked with before and knew, or B, guys that have been in the mix before, to be honest with you. When you look at the coaches we hired, all of them had previous experience in the MIC conference, with the exception of one. And so, you know, for us, I had worked with those guys. So, you know, from an offensive standpoint, we hired Caleb Small to coach our wide receivers with Jay Douglas. Jay's going to stay on helping wide receivers and coordinating special teams. Caleb and I spent 5 years together at Noblesville. He's a riser in this business. He's going to climb, and he's going to do great things. He'll be a head coach at some point. Hired J.R. DeRossett to coach our offensive line. Kept Coach Andrews and Coach Weiler on with those guys as well. So we had two guys that our offensive line knew. When you look at Coach DeRossett, he had been a head coach before down in Florida. He had spent some time at Warren Central during their championship run in the mid-2000s. And he's coached in Marion County for a long time. From a defensive standpoint, we hired Tony Henderson as our defensive line coach. Have Coach Malone and Coach Zachary working with that group as well. And so, you know, there's two guys that our players know. Coach Henderson has experience in Marion County at Warren Central and in various different programs in Central Indiana. He's been a huge addition to our staff. Kyle Butler came over, was coaching at Danville, teaching at Decatur Central. So, you know, he's obviously familiar. He lives in Wayne Township. And so, you know, for him, he's coming to where his new home is. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we hired Russ Sumner, you know, who's coached at Marion County, most recently at Lawrence Central, and he's been a huge addition to coaching our secondary guys on the back end. So kept Coach Wilburn, Coach Adams. So, you know, we have a good blend of new, and we have a good blend of guys coming back that our kids are familiar with. And our staff has worked really hard to gel and grow our kids. And I think that's probably the thing that I've been the most proud of.
You're listening to Inside Ben Davis Football from McDonald's on West 10th Street. Coach, just one more question before we head to break here. You got a simulation of game action last Friday in a scrimmage against Westfield. Just take us through, you know, how you're able to, you know, put your guys in a game situation. It's something you can't. You can simulate in practice and stuff through the summer, but really, you know, you got to hit against another opponent on Friday. Just take us through the different situations you guys practiced last Friday night.
You know, when you look over the last 3 weeks leading into that scrimmage, Grant, we tried to create as many football-specific situations as we could in practice. But I think the key point that you brought up was seeing somebody different. You know, for us, we spent 3 weeks just with us. And so our guys got tired of each other. Our coaches got tired of each other. We were certainly ready for a new face, and we were able to get that in hosting Westfield. So for us, the game situations, the flow of the game wasn't a lot different than what we tried to create in practice. But when you see somebody different, they have a different mindset in attacking you. They have a different mindset in what they're trying to run or what they're trying to do. We saw some different formations. So all of those things were certainly positives for us. You know, from a defensive perspective, we got aligned to a tight end, which obviously we don't use a tight end. You know, so it was good for us to see a tight end oriented team. It was good to see different, you know, just different run schemes, different concepts in the passing game. From a defensive perspective, I think offensively it was good for us just to see some different pressures. You know, we saw some different pressures from Westfield, saw an odd front, saw an even front, so our offensive line had to adjust on the fly. So I think all of those things were positives that set us up to have a fairly successful scrimmage against Westfield.
All right, you're listening to Inside Ben Davis Football from McDonald's on West 10th Street. When we come back, we'll continue to talk the offseason and get you set for the game on Friday against Tech High School. This is Inside Ben Davis Football on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Back in 1 minute.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Indy's Giant 90.9, your home for the Lunch Break Lounge Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from noon until 1. The Lunch Break Lounge is your home for the Colts, the Pacers, and all things Indy sports. Join us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from noon until 1. It's the Lunch Break Lounge on Indy's Giant 90.9.
To Inside Ben Davis Football. We're at McDonald's on West 10th Street, the first episode of the 27th season. We're here at McDonald's with head coach Jason Simmons and Jeff Robinson from the Hendricks County Flyer. Coach Trent Gibson, going to be your starting quarterback this year. He got to watch what Reese Taylor did all of last year in his Mr. Football performance. How has getting to work with Reese over the course of last year helped him prepare for his starting role this year?
I think the biggest thing Trent can take away from watching Reese is just the professionalism and the manner that Reese carried himself day in and day out. You know, I think when you look at Reese, it's easy to watch what he does on the field and say, man, that kid's special, and he is special. I think just the way he handled practice, the way he handled his teammates, the way he handled the off-the-field stuff in preparation. I think those are all areas that Trent's going to grow. And Trent's certainly gotten better as the summer has gone along. You know, we had to challenge him in June and July because, you know, he just kind of stepped into the starting role. And it's like, you know, you look at the last two quarterbacks that Ben Davis football has started, or that have started the majority of the games, they've both won Mr. Football. So at least at the quarterback position and overall with Kyle Kastner and Reese Taylor. So, you know, it's not you know, similar to the head coaching position. That quarterback position is pretty special here too, and so you know he's gotten better as the summer has gone along, and I think that's been important, not only for him, but it's been important for our offense too.
You've got a continuity offensively with having Justin Ferris still as your offensive coordinator. At the same time, you lost so many playmakers from last year, like Reese Taylor, Brock Thompson, Johnny Adams.
You can keep going.
Jermaine Hoskins. Tunstall. I mean,
and you can't forget about those offensive linemen. You know, those big guys up front.
David Morris, Tommy McDonald.
Yeah, we lost all those guys. Thanks for reminding me, Jeff.
Sorry about that, but
when you look at
but how do you move forward in terms of?
Well, you don't have a choice, you know. And so we've really emphasized four core things with our kids. We've challenged them to embrace work. We've challenged them to compete. We've challenged them to be great teammates, and we've challenged them to own the little things. And we have a group of skilled kids that are extremely hungry. We have a group of skilled kids that are really explosive. We have a group of skilled kids that not very many people know about yet. And so, you know, we are replacing all those guys. And you turn to the 2017 film on, it's like, whoa, hey, wouldn't mind taking, you know, take a couple of them back. But I tell you what, we have a great group of skilled kids that Coach Small, Coach Douglas, Coach Johnson, our running backs coach, who is also returning, and Coach Ferris have done an unbelievable job developing, growing, and coaching this summer. You know, we've really challenged those guys hard. When you look at Coach Johnson, and he's a guy I failed to mention earlier, you look at what he's done with our running backs, and yes, he's had talented players, but he's also built a culture within our running backs where they're selfless. You know, they don't care who gets the credit. They all know they're going to get theirs. They're unbelievable competitors. They're unbelievable workers, but they care about the whole group. You know, he showed me a text on Sunday when we're in our staff meeting getting ready for tech, where Delbert Mims sends him a text and says, "I need to get better at this, this, and this." I looked at him and said, "Did you ask him?" He said, "Nope. He just knows that's the expectation." And when one of your best players on your football team, in terms of Delbert Mims, is being critical of himself, is digging into the film, and is working and embracing that role, we're going to have a chance to be successful because he's rubbing off on some of those other guys too.
How are you putting your own influence onto this year's offense, though?
I think the biggest impact I've had on our group offensively is staying out of their way. You know, for me, I'm going to coach individual kids, whether it's a block downfield, whether it's an offensive lineman, but we have great football coaches, and for me, it was important to hire a great staff. It was important to put those guys in place, and really it was important to let them go. I spend a lot of time walking around practice just coaching something that I see. It may not be scheme specific. It may be scheme specific. I want to make sure that I'm coaching players. I want to make sure that our players are doing what we demand of them to do, or what we want, you know, to have done in our program. I just walk around coach ball. And, you know, that's probably that's the highlight of my day, really, because we do have a great group of kids. And it allows me, by floating it, it allows me to hit every kid, whether it's special teams, whether it's on the offense, you know, whether that player's on the defensive side of the ball, it allows me to hit all of those areas.
Coach, you talk about your responsibilities as the head coach, going around to the different areas. What is your philosophy with your position coaches and you know, stepping in if you see something that needs to be coached? What is the philosophy that you have with your position coaches?
I can tell you this, John. Really, our coaching staff, yeah, I'm going to say we don't have egos, you know, and in some ways we don't. In some ways we all do. You know, we all take a great deal of pride in what we're doing, what we're a part of, and how we want our position groups to go. But, you know, if I see something, I'm going to say something. And if our position coaches see something, they're going to say something. And, you know, we hired guys, and we have a staff that works great together. We're all out there for the same goal, and that's to grow our players, help them be better young men, help them be better football players, and certainly help them compete at a really, really, really high level. representing Ben Davis.
Well, and just as a follow-up, I'm not sure people understand that you're also the assistant executive director of the Indiana Football Coaches, so you know, you're well respected in the profession. But as you on game night, you know, what will your role be on game night? Obviously, Coach Henderson calls the defense, I believe, correct?
Correct.
And Coach Ferris calls the offense. So as the head coach, what is your role on a game night here, and how might that, I mean, I know you weren't here with Coach Kirschner the last few years, but how might that be different than what we've seen in the past or the same?
You know, I'm not quite sure what, you know, what role Coach Kirschner took on game night. You know, he certainly, if you watch him on the sidelines, he's certainly busy. He's coaching every position group. He's coaching every kid. You know, that I try and take the same approach. I may just sit and watch one particular area. If we're, you know, and you know, it's, some of it's based on, certainly based on the play call. Some of it's just based on feel. But if there's something specific that our coaches need, you know, obviously they're going to tell me. But it's my responsibility to manage the game situations, whether it's penalties, whether it's down and distance based, whether it's a special teams call, whether it's managing timeouts. And just to give input, you know, as the game flows along, you know, I think that's my biggest role, is to use the experience I have, and then use the relationships I have with our players just to grow and get better throughout the game.
All right, so you play Tech Friday, and again, this is Inside Ben Davis Football from McDonald's on West 10th Street. The Giants haven't lost to the Titans since 1944. They've won 9 games, lost 1. Last season when we talked with Kirschner, it was, you know, he was trying to get his players dialed in and, you know, making sure they didn't overlook your first opponent. And if you recall the first opening offensive drive, the Giants took the kickoff and Reese Taylor threw an interception on the first play of the 2017 season. How do you get your players, you know, mentally prepared? How do you get them dialed in that they have to take one opponent at a time.
Well, I that has been a challenge for us for the first 2 days of the week, and it's as much people outside of our program talking about our next opponent as it is inside our program. You know, for us, you know, we're still dealing with 15, 16, 17, 18 year old young men, and you know, I don't feel like our players are overlooking Tech. I certainly know our coaching staff's not overlooking Tech. But we have to live in the now. You know, the big challenge for us is we've grown so much over the first 3 weeks of this of the season, going back to the last week of July through now. We've grown so much as a football team that we got to continue to work on us and to get better every single day. And if we can keep the focus on us, and if we can keep the focus on growing our own body of work, you know, we're certainly going to put ourselves in a position to have success on Friday.
Tech walks in with a brand new coaching situation, and you actually have the benefit of having Tech's previous coach, Tony Henderson, on your staff. What has Coach Henderson given this far for input in terms of taking on Tech's current roster?
You know, he provided our staff with a great deal of insight on personnel. You know, when you get in the situation that we're in right now, week one, and the only film that you have is one scrimmage film, it's 37 snaps. You got to get a feel for, are they starting to sub people on purpose? Are they not? When you look at our scrimmage film versus Westfield, you know, we played it as much. We played our ones as much as we could throughout those first three series, you know, from an offensive perspective. From a defensive perspective, we played as many guys as we could. And so we really had a split philosophy in our staff, which is completely fine, because we had an idea of what we had offensively and who we had. From a defensive perspective, we still had to find out if some guys were Friday night ready. And so we had two different philosophies, and I think the philosophy we took on each side of the ball helped us. So, you know, in this situation, it's really been a challenge, you know, because we're lining up, you know, trying to line up scout looks in practice, and we think they may do this, we think they may do that. And so it's gonna test our maturity. It's going to test our coaching staff's ability to process what we see on Friday night and adapt. Because we're not quite sure what we're going to get from Coach Patterson, his players, and his coaching staff.
At the same time, based on the information you have, a couple players that I've noted back with their team, Derek Ball, a wide receiver, and Jalen Allen, a defensive back. Looks like some of their smaller guys may be some of the better competitive players for them.
They have three or four skilled kids that are certainly 5A, 6A football players. They have a defensive lineman, an offensive lineman that are good players as well. So they have no shortage of good players on their football team. And so we need to line up and take this thing seriously. And I'll go back to it. Our kids have done a good job. You know, from a coaching staff perspective, you know, we're approaching this week saying, I think they're going to do this. I think they're going to do this. And so we're going to have to adapt a little bit, you know, as that game goes on. You alluded, Grant, to Reese throwing a pick on the first play of 17, and that season certainly turned. And so, you know, I think that just speaks to not going into it with, you know, certainly with some unknowns. And so we're going to process it. You know, we're going to process what we see, and we're going to make sure we communicate with our kids and just have them ready for a lot of different looks.
You brought up Delbert Mims earlier, a guy who started third on the depth chart last year at the running back position behind Johnny Adams and Joey Person, able to work his way almost into that second role by the second half of the season. What do you expect out of him after his breakout season last year?
Yeah, we certainly expect great leadership from Delbert. He's given us that. We expect him to be a workhorse and to be workhorse ready if need be, and he certainly has the ability to do that. He's growing every day as a football player because of his own work ethic, and I think in large part because of the pride that he takes in that position group. And I think that's a testament to the running backs that you mentioned in Joey and Johnny. It speaks to his relationship with Chris Evans, and it speaks to the leadership that Coach Johnson and Coach Ferris bring that position group. You know, there's a standard of excellence at that tailback position right now at BD, and we've certainly strung some together. And so, you know, we expect Delbert to be the next great tailback at BD, and, you know, he's doing all the right things to put himself in that position his senior year.
All right, Coach, what's your message to the fans of Ben Davis and to the students at are going to be coming out Friday night? What's your message to them to get them ready and excited for this game against Tech?
Yeah, our players are certainly ready for the support of the student body. You know, we hope we have a great Purple Rain section to kick off the 2018 season. The west side of Indianapolis loves its Giants. We're going to take the field representing Ben Davis to the best of our ability. The brand of football we're going to play is hopefully familiar to our fans. We're going to go compete, and we're going to go represent the west side of Indian. So we're certainly looking forward to everyone's support. It's a prideful school. It's a prideful community, and we're looking to maximize that pride and certainly get the 2018 season kicked off with a huge win.
All right, thanks, Coach, again for joining us here at McDonald's. Your first and the first Inside Ben Davis football broadcast of this season. We'll be here next Tuesday again to discuss the same the game against Tech and preview the upcoming game against State Powerhouse Avon. Good luck to your squad this Friday as they open their season against Tech High School. Just a reminder, pregame starts at 6 on Friday evening with a replay of this show, and then live coverage will follow after that with kickoff at 7. Thanks for tuning into our program tonight. For everyone here on the show, I'm Grant Covey, and this has been the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.